The opioid addiction crisis has become a major issue in a high-profile local election contest in western Massachusetts. Each of the Democratic candidates for Hampden County Sheriff, Mike Albano, Tom Ash, and Nick Cochi, have laid out plans to address opioid addiction, and to one extent or the other, have knocked their opponents' ideas as ineffective or unaffordable. Ash, a Springfield City Councilor who has worked in corrections in Hampden and Worcester counties, has proposed taking a 77-bed unit at the Hampden County House of Corrections that he says is currently unused and making it a treatment facility.
This is treatment on demand and or a civil commitment under Chapter 123, Section 35, which allows the court to put somebody with, without their consent to be held from 30 to 60 or 90 days to receive the treatment that they may need.
Ash has been vague on how much it might cost to staff such a facility, but vowed to lobby the legislature and Governor Charlie Baker to pay for it.
If that's the roadblock in all of this, then shame on all of us. And so we'll make sure that it happens, that we're going to provide those beds. We'll get the funding. We'll provide the staffing, the appropriate staffing, to make sure that it's adequate.
Cochi, first in a press release and later in a press conference, took direct aim at Ash, criticizing him for not attaching a price tag to his proposal, but also branding it as bad policy.
It is highly unlikely that those seeking voluntary treatment will be willing to go to jail to get it. The treatment programs for those involuntarily committed and those seeking voluntary treatment should be separate from each other. These are real disadvantages and dangers to criminalizing someone who has not been criminalized.
Cochi, who has worked at the Sheriff's Department for 23 years and is the assistant superintendent at the county jail, has defended the work the department has done in addressing addiction. He said as sheriff, he would continue to rely on community-based addiction treatment programs and services to help rehabilitate inmates.
Our men and women don't come and guess on how we're going to get it right. They're part of the solution in figuring out how we're going to do it for the future.
For his part, Albano, a member of the Governor's Council and a former Springfield mayor, said fighting opioid addiction would be his top priority as sheriff.
In my view, it's a perfect job for the sheriff because not only are you saving lives, but you're preventing crime. And that, to me, is a key element of what the role of the sheriff is.
Albano, citing statistics that 800 people in Hampden County have died as a result of drug addiction since 2010, said he would tackle it as a public health crisis.
I'm talking about not using the criminal justice system as the treatment model. The treatment model should be changed and modified from that of the criminal justice to that of a medical.
He's also vague about what his proposals would cost, but said money could be shifted from other sections of the sheriff's budget. A central part of Albano's campaign has been the location of the Western Massachusetts Correctional Addiction Center. Started in the late 1980s as a diversion program for people facing jail time for drunken driving, the center was recently forced to leave its longtime location in downtown Springfield to make way for the MGM Casino. It's slated to go to a former nursing home on Mill Street in Springfield, a location Albano fiercely opposes.
I'm not going to put a jail in the middle of a residential neighborhood. I'm just not going to do it. Others may want to. They think it's a good idea. I don't. You don't put jails in residential neighborhoods.
Albano said he would move the program to the jail in Ludlow, citing a need to keep the center close to community-based services. Both Cochi and Ash endorsed the Mill Street location.
That Mill Street center needs to be where it's going to be.
Cochi said since the treatment center was moved more than a year ago to a temporary location at a former nursing home in Holyoke, it has lost its effectiveness because more than half the program's Springfield-based volunteers have left.
And what we found in our history of being with our addiction center is the key component of success is based around our volunteer and mentorship program.
The three Democrats are running to succeed Mike Ash, who's retiring after more than 40 years as sheriff. The Democratic incumbent, who is not related to Tom Ash, has endorsed Cochi. James Gill, an assistant deputy superintendent at the jail, is running for sheriff as an independent. There's also a Republican candidate, John Comerford, a Veterans Services Administrator. The Democratic primary is September 8th. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.